Hello there. Welcome to another episode of The Rebecca's Thoughts. Remember, all that I share on here is strictly my words and my thoughts, not taken from anyone's books or quotes. Maybe a few times I use the Bible quote, but it's not very often that I do that. How are you today? Hope you keep staying strong and positive. That's all the world needs right now. Positivity. So, today's topic is love. I'm going to share with you my thoughts on love in relationships and in marriage. If you ask me, does love exist in relationships? My answer is no. A lot of people are going to say, I loved this boyfriend of mine, I loved my ex-fiancé, I loved. But with love, there is no past tense. Love is always in the present. Let's take that as a point. Secondly, in my opinion, I'd say in relationship we feel a lot of affection, definitely. And we also feel, I'm not able to find my exact words because all that I say is never written down. I just talk straight from my mind. So oftentimes you might hear me pause a little bit for the right choice of words. In relationships, I would say feelings are a thing of convenience, but we often mistake lust and affection for love. Love is way bigger than that. Let's dig deep into talking about what love truly is. This is taken from 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. It defines love. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. Love never fails. Let's pause on that for a second. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love hopes. Love perseveres. Love never fails. If you have these words written down in your heart, or maybe someplace you can remember, do you really think that if you evaluated your relationship, you would see you in love? Because I do know that at some point, you didn't want to forgive. At some point, you have been easily angered. At some point, you've lacked trust. At some point, you had given up. I'm talking about maybe present relationships or past relationships. So how do you say, I have loved this person before, or I used to love you? It was never love. It was an arrangement. It's just like an introduction in a book. It doesn't talk about all the little bit and context of the book. It just introduces you to the book. So if you're saying that, oh, I used to really like this person, or I really do like this person that I'm dating, you're telling the utmost truth. But there is no possible way you would say, I was in love with this person and I'm no longer in love with them. Let's think about it. How is love unconditional, but yet, when you're in a relationship, it comes with conditions? True love is unconditional. sees no wrong. True love is love. Let's put it this way, in your words, I love you only if you can work on this, and that. That's the condition to love. That's not love. When you love a person, your partner, you love them just as they are. Of course, for easier cohabiting, you will need them to work on other things. Oh, I need you to be a little bit more patient. I need you to be a little bit cleaner. I need you to be a little bit of this and that, what have you. But you cannot put a condition on, not unless you stop doing this thing, I cannot keep loving you. If you asked me, I would say love is in marriages, not in relationships. Marriages, because most couples have stood the test of time just because they would not give up on each other. They would say, divorce is not in our dictionary. That is love. Because love always protects, always loves, always hopes, always perseveres, and love never fails. That is love in marriage. In marriage, your spouse falls out of shape. They used to be skinny and suddenly they are not, but you don't see it because it is love. Everybody else sees what's wrong with your partner except you. Like my spouse, oh, I like them just as they are. That is love. The fact that you're willing to forgive easily and know that, okay, I'm not going to go anywhere. He's not going anywhere. I don't have a choice than to forgive him. That is you practicing love. The sooner we realize the difference between having an affection for someone we're dating and actually being in love in marriage, the sooner we draw a line in between that, we'll be less frustrated at the way people treat us, or we are not going to change who we are because it did not work out with one boyfriend or one girlfriend. If you were honest with yourself and say, I didn't really love this person, but of course I had strong affection towards them, that is very valid. So I was in a relationship for about 7 years and 7 months, and I met with my friends years later after the relationship was over, and they said, why did you stay so long? Like, you must have really been in love. And it hit me, and I said, actually, I don't think I was in love, because as soon as it was over and he set me free and I felt free, I did not miss one single thing about my ex. Because then it just looked like I was just existing with him. I was just existing. Like, I could not remember anything that I really liked to do on my own that did not have to do with him. So it became convenient. Like, I don't want to start all over again with somebody else. No. I'm just comfortable here. Not necessarily happy, but comfortable. And they said, are you sure? I said, yes. Because if I were in love with him, I would not have been able to love somebody else. Love is not in the past tense. Love cannot just spin around and spin over all the time. It's just like you suddenly being a man, and tomorrow you want to be a woman, and next day after that you want to be a man. No, pick a side. That's how love is. Pick one side. Who do you really want to be? So if you've loved one person, people would ask me, do you think it's possible to love more than one person? No. Unless you never loved either of them. Using the word love and understanding the word love, they're two different things. You can say it because it's easy to say, it's, you know, it excites everyone involved. But understanding love, if you were to understand it, you will not throw your affection all over the place for just about anyone that approaches you and gives you a compliment. You will not be carried away by the fact that, oh, this person treats me good. Are you willing to treat him good too? You cannot be expecting of someone to be what you do not wish to be for them. For example, you cannot expect this person to love you, respect you, clean for you, take care of you, spend for you and all of that, but you are not willing to move an inch for them. No, whatever you're expecting them to do for you, you should be willing to do for them. Don't say, is this person good for me? No. How about ask yourself, in addition to them being good for me, am I good for them? Am I a good fit for them? Because a lot of men and women are good looking. They have great careers. But you're interested in them. However, they're not interested in you. Because when they paint their picture perfect, it looks nothing like you. And then you begin to wonder, why am I not good enough? It's because that position was not yours in the first place. And you cannot ask someone to love you. You cannot force someone to love you. They have to make the decision how to whether they're going to love you or not. Love is how you treat people. It's how you see people. It's not really for yourself. It's for the joy of the other person. So if your partner is showing you love by respecting you, by, you know, encouraging you to achieve your goals and your dreams, and you're not doing the same for that person, not only are you selfish, you don't deserve that person. You have to be able to crown their efforts. If they're doing all those things for you, you should be able to do it as well. Don't say, oh, it's one man's job, it's one woman's job. No, it's nobody's job. Love is love. It's not gender related. It's not. Do not put much harm on yourself because you're using the wrong words with people you're in a relationship with. Because with love, you can't stop it. If it's there, it keeps growing. You cannot suppress it because you can't exactly explain it. Like the feeling, you can't explain it. All you know is this person is a part of my life and they're not allowed to leave. Crying over someone that hurt you is just you experiencing pain and showing it. It does not make you love them any less. Because with love, it is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes and perseveres. These are the words that make you keep going on. And it's just like you doing a job that's more like a habit for you, like a talent, you know, like singing, playing the piano, you do it for fun, and then suddenly it becomes your job. Then you don't even realize that you're working. You just feel like, I'm getting paid for doing what I love. Then you can go 2-3 days back to back and just go at it. You don't feel tired. That is love. When you don't feel tired or drained, exhausted, love should not be painful. If you're experiencing pain in a relationship, it's not a love relationship. You're not in love, or they're not in love with you. Someone's inability to love you does not mean that you're unable to love them. It's a personal decision that you make on how to treat people. So the sooner we refrain from using this word, the less hurt we would feel, like I said before. Be honest with yourself. If you're not in love, don't use the word. Don't. Use the word like as many times as you want. If they feel like, oh, why are you using the word like with me? Because it seems smaller than love. Let them know, but the truth. When we're married, then I will show you how I love. These are just my thoughts. For me, to me, it's valid. It doesn't have to be for you too. But I do wish that you look at life differently. It makes it a lot more fun and a lot more promising. It gives hope when we're using the right formulas to live our life the way we should, and not confusing feelings and emotions and dumping everything in a basket and expecting a bloom, like a blossom, a bouquet out of it. No, you can't just dump everything in the basket and just expect all different types of seed. You have to carefully select the seeds you put in the basket of soil, because you want it to blossom in the right combination of not only color but fragrance as well. You have to carefully select what you put in your heart so that it can grow love, it can grow beauty. Until next time, that's all that I have for you today. Bye.